I guess in the grand scheme of thing, what does that mean?
About Jennings?
Yeah.
He's good. He's really good. He's
well, what's always, up with number 11, I guess always, I'm asking?
Juwan Jennings has always been really good.
Yeah.
Ayuk, I don't know. He's probably still rusty. Heck do I know. Yeah. I don't know. Five catches, another couple drops. Five catches for 48 yards.
Yeah.
Maybe he's feeling the pressure of that contract. He should be. He should be because they need him. Let's go to Patrick's in South City. Hey, Patrick, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing well.
Enjoying the sunshine?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I want to throw a couple of things at you.
All right.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Until Kyle Shanahan gives up the reins of calling the plays, San Francisco 49ers will never go to the Super Bowl. And I'm going to tell you why. Number one, this guy chokes in big moments. That's a fact. You can go into history, the last two Super Bowls. In big moments, when it counts, most of the time he makes the bad judgment decisions. Number two, where's the creativity on offense? Oh, I see all these teams fronting us with their seven, telling the 49ers, I dare you to beat us. There's no flea flickers. There's no end-arounds. When's the last time you saw this team throw a screenplay or a halfback option or just something to loosen up the defense? There is no – and most of the time, in critical situations yesterday, if you noticed, he was running the ball up the middle. They were expecting it. It just happened play after play after play. And I just really think if they brought in a very solid offensive coordinator and he gave up his type A control, the team would start winning more, and I think they could win a Super Bowl. Number two, the Ayuk contract was a mistake, and I'll tell you why. They should have invested that money in the backfield. DC, our backfield's getting smoked game after game after game, and I really think that they should have used that money to strengthen their backfield. That's what I had to say.
Well, I mean, they got the best running back in football, or one of them, certainly.
Yeah.
And then the backup comes in and rushes for 100 yards in each of the first two games, and he was good again yesterday. They just kind of went away from him a little bit in the second half.
So do you think his point is, Donnie, and, you know, just in regard to Kyle, I know he can dial it up with the best of them, but as far as the feeling for the game or the time or what to do, I guess I don't want to throw you in on the train with me, but this is the second week in a row I can question, why did you kind of go away from Mason? So if that person that he's talking about, the caller is, maybe looks at it differently, maybe they're running Mason more.
And who knows? Maybe Kyle's got to be cognizant of that because McCaffrey's out. He can't get Mason hurt. And maybe he's kind of limiting his touches to about 20 a game after the 28.
Did you hear what Kyle told his team, Stoney, going into the game? Can I read this to you?
Sure.
Don't give them any second chances and take their hope away. And the Niners did that between getting in the end. Like, the game was 14-7 at half. How? Felt like the Niners were up 21, 24 points. They didn't take advantage. But that fake punt, I'm tipping my cap to McVay because you're at the 43-yard line, Stoney. If you don't get it, the game essentially could be over. But he was willing to take that risk. And I can't remember a fake punt, a direct snap. Like, I always think of a fake punt, somebody tossing it to the other. Oh, you tricked us, you caught us. But a direct snap to Rivers and Kyle saying, Stoney, we were ready for it. That's what would concern me if I'm a diehard Niner fan. Like, what does that mean? How were you ready for something and your defense was ineffective on stopping the play?
I guess the last caller is talking about the defensive backfield.
Oh, okay. That's what I was thinking, too.
I must have misinterpreted.
Stoney, I'm telling you, they can be had right now, man.
This is Shanny on the special teams.
Today, that fake punt, you know, it's just the momentum in the game. That's where I thought we had a chance to run away with it, not give them any hope. And that gave them a lot of hope, got them back in it. And obviously would have loved to make that field goal. And then every punt return, I didn't really see it. They got to the left on our side. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but those are three big plays in the game.
So that was Kyle Shanahan talking about the special teams breakdowns. Moody, do you have any problem with Moody trying to kick a 55-yarder?
Oh, no.
Would you think maybe it should have been better to try to pin him back.
Nah, he's earned that, Steiny. And, you know, I got friends, 49er Frankie, saying, oh, he missed the extra point in the Super Bowl. He's unreliable. Nah, man, you got to give the – on the season, Moody's done his job, man. And the bottom line, to put another rat on the table, Evan, this shouldn't even came down to that field goal. I don't know why the Niners offense didn't put up more. But then I guess if who – Steiny, am I fixated if I keep asking – how could Bale drop that? You or I or Evan or Spadoni could have caught that. So he should not get any more chances for the next couple games. Like, this ain't tryouts.
Well, the
like, damn, that ball was a perfectly thrown ball, and it's over. You catch it.
The thing I have an issue with is, okay, so you're missing Kittle, you're missing Debo,
okay,
and you're missing McCaffrey. All three of those guys can catch the ball. But you try to throw it plenty yesterday to guys like Bell, and I don't understand why you have Jordan Mason back there and you're winning the game, you're controlling the game, and it just felt like I kept watching Purdy drop back, and it was on early downs. And I'm thinking, I don't get it. I don't get why they didn't just continue running. And if you're worried about Mason, keep Garendo in there. He was fine. But I just thought
to get out of there with a win is what you're saying.
Well, no,
just keep the clock ticking.
Exactly. I just think they're up 21-7 and it just didn't feel like Kyle. I don't know. I get it. If he runs all the time and they get stopped, then everybody criticize him for getting conservative. But the reality is that you're up 21-7. You got a quarter and a half left to play. You know, you can start thinking about the clock a little bit there. I'm not saying you're a slave to it, but
this is the second week in a row, Steiny. The money drive. Remember last week against Minnie, they're down 6. Defense finally gives you the ball in your hands, and you can't take advantage. You score a touchdown, you're up 1. They didn't do it with Debo. That's last week. Forget that. Who cares, right? And then this week, tied up. And I don't know what you thought about the play calling, but Brock Purdy wasn't a sack. I guess it kind of was. A guy caught him from behind. But I'm sitting there like, damn, this is when you need Ayuk. And if it as great as Jennings has been, those 175 yards, damn, you needed 10 more to get a first down to keep it going. But when they punted that ball, Steiny, I said, oh, my God, this is the epitome of how you outplay a team but don't earn it. And then we see Xavier get the punt, get to the outside. First time he touched the ball in his career and returned it 37 yards, man. I'm shocked, Steiny. Like I said, this is the worst loss in the Kyle Shanahan regime since 2019, I believe.
So the one thing I was thinking about Kyle Shanahan, and I can't – I guess it's a hunch, but it's the way I feel about Shanahan. It's like you come into a game – against the Rams, and you're missing Debo, and you're missing McCaffrey, you're missing Kittle, and it almost feels like he's too much into the game within a game. And what I mean is that he's missing some offensive weapons, and it's almost like he wants to say, I don't care who we're missing. We're going to throw a lot today, even though you were missing a lot of your throwing components. But I just feel like sometimes he goes out of his way almost to prove that he can win games any number of ways, depending on what he's thinking on a given Sunday, instead of just playing the game. I'm not saying you don't have a strategy, but then at 21-7, I don't understand why you don't kind of readjust and start playing a little bit more conservatively.
Yeah, maybe he was going for the kill. But even then, I think, like, I hear you, Steiny. I feel you. But my takeaway is I've been on that train questioning Kyle Shanahan's play calling or timely manner of it. But yesterday was about the defense, Steiny, not being able to stop an inept offense, what was supposed to be inept. You did it the first half, and yet you're only a touch. Like, there's nobody that watched that game at halftime that thought the Rams even had a chance or, you know, were going to even hang in there. But the Niners' defense allowed them with blunders by everybody in the secondary, shiesty tackling or their lack of. And I'm like, man, if you can lose that game, Stoney, the Niners can lose any game moving forward.
I do feel like no NFL offense is inept if they have a good quarterback. And Stafford's a good quarterback.
He'll be in Canton.
They're missing their top two receivers, and it didn't look like it. And
the way he throws the ball and reads and distributes, Tiny, damn!
Yeah.
I hadn't even heard it. You think I'm playing here, but I'm sitting there like they get the ball back off the missed field goal and go up top right away.
Yeah, and got that penalty.
Man.
And got that penalty. 888-957-9570 is the number. I see Ken, Michael, Rich, Antonio. I see y'all on the Xfinity
Mobile
text line.
Well, I lost big money, $2,000 of our show money. I took the Niners.
Oh.
Who'd you have?
There's
a little controversy earlier. Evan had it. He's the recorder. He got it.
For some reason, I said the wrong team.
Right.
Like, I know you're not going to believe this. And I checked
but
my
Evan
text.
Had it. I know. Said, oh,
no, I said Miami. But the whole day, I'm watching games thinking I had Denver. And I was like, great pick, Steiny. Denver's going down there and handling Tampa
Bay. Well, you're
Bay.
Kicking my ass in fantasy by 45. So there you go.
Yeah, I for some reason, I thought I had Denver. That's all.